not only is it a huge day, we've got playoff baseball here in Milwaukee. We're hanging out at the ballpark today. American Family Field before Brewers take on the Mets. 4:32, President Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger jumping on with us here at the ballpark. Rick, thank you so much for jumping on.
Glad to be here early in the morning.
kind of a longer day for you with the, at least you don't have the late start today, kind of the more of that late afternoon start.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all good. Didn't sleep much last night. So this is why we're here. It's postseason baseball.
Do you at least get out of the suit a little bit for the game? Throw on a Brewers hoodie or something?
No, I'll wear the suit.
Okay.
It's good. It's good. I want to class it up a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Especially jumping on here in Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We appreciate you classing up our show just a little bit. It never gets old, right? It can't get ever, because I remember being a Brewers fan, growing in the 90s, 2000s, and, the first time that the Brewers made the playoffs since 82 was 2008, and that was such an exciting time, and now it's happening on a consistent basis. I don't know about you, but I'm still super stoked for playoff baseball.
Yeah,
it's just different.
You can't take it for granted. It's very hard in baseball to make the postseason. You saw, all the games that were played yesterday. The Diamondbacks won 89 games, and they're sitting at home. And the reality is it's a tough 162-game schedule. It's a grueling schedule. It's a grind. And one game in April can turn out to be the difference. 1-8-0 lead for the Diamondbacks turning into a loss kicks them out of the postseason. So we don't take it for granted. It's a privilege to be here, privilege to be in the postseason. And, the goal was to go all the way. And we haven't done that as a franchise. So we know there's a lot of unfinished business to do, but we're really excited to be here and focused on, win tonight, as Murph says.
Well, Willie Adames yesterday said, inside the clubhouse, it just feels different. Do you feel that from where you sit?
Yeah, I think every team has a different vibe. And, and obviously we had great success with Craig Counsell here, and Pat took over and just has a different vibe. And everybody has a different style. And, we weren't able to get over the hump in the past. And so I think with Murph, I'm excited about what he brings, the culture he's brought, the sense of urgency, the fun, the fact that he holds these guys accountable, but they love playing for him. They love winning for him. And, he's really focused on just the game at hand and control what you control and ignore what you can't. And he's brought this great culture to the clubhouse, and it started in spring training.
President Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brewers, Mets, 4:32 right here at American Family Field. Again, catch it on our sister station, 620 WTMJ. What's up with the 2? 4:32? Kind of a weird start time, right?
Yeah, baseball has some oddities. They have some strange things on, game times and all that. But, hey, if they said we were going to start at 6:32 a.m., we're here, man.
Hey, I tell you what, that parking lot would be full. People would have had their headlights on just so they can tailgate to get ready for playoff
baseball. Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, the game times are a little, they've got obviously a lot of pregame stuff. And again, we'll play whenever they tell us to play, and we'll play whoever they tell us to play.
I was here about a week and a half ago, out in the parking lot. We were doing our show for the drive-through tailgate. Whose idea was that? I got to imagine you were incredibly happy with it, because I could not believe the number of cars it was over 3 hours the way people were lined up before it opened at 6. The number of people who came through, were you happy with the output of support from community, and whose idea was that?
Yeah, it was our marketing communications folks who came up with it. And yeah, I got there really early in the morning, and I was, sort of stunned to see all these cars lined up at 4 a.m. And I thought it was great. I thought, maybe I'd be the only one there. I'd have to drive in through myself. But it was, we ran out of the flags. We ran out of rally towels. Donald Driver was there. Pat Murphy was there.
Robin
Yount was there. We had, Badger, sports celebrities. I was there, but we didn't advertise that because that doesn't bring anybody in. But I had a good time. But it was really amazing. The fans, the best fans, they're just so passionate. They're so appreciative. They don't take it for granted. It's a big, small town. And, that makes you even more motivated to try to deliver a championship.
Do you know how many brats you had left? Because I was told you guys made 5,000. Well, and I know not everybody was taking one. Can't believe people were turning down a prod. I guess it was, 7 o'clock in the morning. But how many brats did you guys have left?
Not many, because we ran out of 5,000 flags and all the rally towels. And You know, Donald Driver was so great. He was, you know, talking to people in the cars, and he would sometimes spend 5 minutes. And I'm saying, Donald, you're the best, man. But we got 75 cars. They're backing up on 94 freeway, and the sheriffs are getting angry. So I had to move people in. But, yeah, some people took a few more than just a one or two brats, but it was fine. I don't think we had any left, but they don't. You know, you don't want to keep them overnight. You want to eat them right away.
Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations of the Brewers, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What's special happening around the ballpark today, tomorrow?
Yeah, I just, you know, we had some rallies yesterday where we brought more flags out and more rally towels. And, you know, hey, if we're fortunate enough to advance, we're going to do some more fun things. You know, and I think we've got some ideas planned for even further, but I don't want to jinx us.
Sure.
You got a plan
for
every eventuality.
Yeah.
And we want to activate things that we've talked about for many years because, you know, we've been in the postseason 6 to 7 years, and we keep thinking about other things we can do, and we haven't been able to because we haven't advanced. So I think the team owes us for all the hard work the front office put in. I think these players, you know, they have to win because we've got all these great ideas stored up for 10 years.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love that. But, I mean, again, it's just different things that you guys do, like a couple of different menu items around the ballpark for people who are coming here for the next couple of days.
Yeah, so I know everybody's talked about this giant, 2-foot box of nachos.
Box.
And I like nachos. That's a lot of nachos. But if you bring some friends, it's great. But, you know, there's specialty merchandise, obviously. There's specialty food. We're going to have some really fun in-game scoreboard features, the rally towels everybody's going to get, and just sort of the pageantry and excitement and nervous energy that postseason baseball brings. And, you know, I'll be pacing. I've been pacing all night. I haven't really slept because, you know, every game is magnified its importance. And this is a journey, and it's becomes a sprint now. Baseball is a marathon. The postseason's a sprint.
Oh, that's – I try to tell people that of how different playoff baseball is versus regular season baseball and how you're on the edge of your seat for every single pitch. But we got to talk about your sleeping habits here, bud. Like if you weren't, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like the NFL playoffs or even the NBA playoffs. Like, there's another game tomorrow. Are you going to be the same way? Like, are you not going to get any sleep tonight going into tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll probably sleep a little bit just because of sheer exhaustion. But, you know, there's nervous energy. You know, I grew up a Brewers fan. I'm from here. And I remember, you know, the 82 team, but I also remember the lean years. And, you know, to be in the position where you're now one of the 12 teams standing and have a chance to win it all, it's magic and it's a privilege. And we don't take it for granted, and we want to be part of it. And the fans have been great, and, you know, the support we've seen all year is really magnified here in the postseason.
Do you have a favorite memory of this season, a favorite moment that stands out to you that defines the 2024 Brewers?
That's a great question. You know, I go back, and it's not too long ago, we're losing 8-0 to the Diamondbacks. They need that game desperately, and it turned out that probably was the game that cost them the postseason berth. For us to come back down 8-0 and win that game, and just in the way we did it, was tremendous. There's been some great memories. You know, I tend to remember the losses more than the wins.
Oh,
because, you know, the defeats sort of stick with you, and the wins sort of are a blur. There's been some great moments here, the Brewers, and we have magic moments left to come.
We mentioned the support of the community coming out for the drive-through tailgate that you had a week and a half ago, the different rallies you guys have had. What has this organization been able to do to really connect with the community? Why does that bond exist?
Yeah, I think it's been there. It certainly, you know, has been there since the team came here. You know, Milwaukee has a special, you know, relationship with baseball. We lost the Braves, and while that was before I was born and before you were born, you know, it's still sort of the lore of Milwaukee in baseball. And when the Brewers came, you know, from Seattle on like 2 days' notice in 1970, and, you know, and all the efforts to get the team here, to build then Miller Park, and then the recent ballpark funding to keep us here for the next generation. I think, you know, not many communities do that. And the fact that our fans and our state stepped up and said, not only do we want the Brewers here, we want this ballpark to remain a state-of-the-art great facility that it is, and we're going to have bipartisan legislation to pass it in an environment when people from the parties don't talk to each other, and people in the business community around the state, the fans, everybody got together. That, to me, is a testament to how much love there is for this team. And we owe that love back in the form of maintaining this ballpark and winning a lot of games.
Can you imagine that happening today on like 2 days' notice? Just, oh, by the way, your new ballpark is a couple time zones away in Milwaukee. That's insane.
Yeah, they literally had the truck at spring training. They weren't sure if they were going to go north to Seattle or east to Milwaukee. So they literally stopped at the edge of the Arizona state line and waited instructions. So, yeah, as Commissioner Selig has told me that story, and he says, listen, it's so good that I didn't know what I didn't know, because, you know, you couldn't replicate that. Putting a major league team together in 6 days, it's unfathomable. But he did it, and talk about a guy with resolve and perseverance and tenacity. That's Commissioner Selig, and to his credit, we're here because of him.
Rick, appreciate the time. Thanks for jumping on. I'm really hoping we get a couple of wins here so, A, you can activate all these great things you guys have in your minds and in the business department here with the Brewers. And also, like, if they win two, at least you might be able to get some sleep before the next round.
I'll be nervous about the division series, but I'll live with sleeplessness if that's what it takes.
All right. The great sacrifice of Rick Schlesinger. He will live without sleep if the Brewers can make a run. It's a great trade-off, if you ask me as well. So many things still happening from the ballpark, but Jason Wilde going to join us next, talk a little green and gold on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.